Let's speak next to Julie Howell. She's the Green Party member for Orton Waterville and joins us now. Good morning, Julie.
Good morning.
Now, you've done a lot of work on fly tipping in your ward. What do you think of the proposals to collect illegally dumped rubbish less often?
And what a sorry state we're in. I mean, the government says austerity is at an end, but clearly that's a lie. And now we're having to rob Peter to pay Paul just to try and keep going. I mean, the fly tip is an interesting one, and you were asking Nick just there where he thinks the savings may be made. So the council's suggesting it can save £59,000 a year and each year for the next 3 years by reducing the removal of fly tip from 2 days to 5 days to 10 days. Well, you know, I think it remains to be seen. I feel a bit mixed about it, really. We know that if we leave fly tip in place, it grows. More people add to it. People are a bit cheeky like that. They think, well, someone's left that there. I'm going to add something to that. However, if people are doing that and people are all returning to one spot and putting stuff there, maybe that will increase the chances of us catching people doing it. And the council is talking, as part of this, of strengthening its activity around catching people who are doing the fly tipping. That said, a person in my own ward was caught and went to court and admitted 3 cases of fly tipping recently, and he was only fined £212, which is no disincentive to people who fly tip. In fact, it's an incentive to have that kind of business. Where you're not completely
You're saying this is someone who fly tipped in Orton Waterville?
Yeah, and who lives here as well. I mean, it's just awful. It's a dreadful situation.
Is there?
Go on.
Julie, is there any other way of reducing the amount of fly tip rubbish? I saw on social media over the weekend people suggesting cameras in areas that are often fly tipped.
Well, that's a way maybe of catching people, but if the magistrates aren't prepared to, you know, they've got the power to fine people up to £50,000, so what on earth are they doing, fining people £200? And the person who did it in my ward laughed and said, well, they didn't catch me on lots of other occasions anyway. I mean, that's clearly no kind of disincentive. But the thing with fly tipping is, fly tipping doesn't have to happen. People are choosing to fly tip rather than get rid of their waste in a responsible way. Mm. I think what we need to do here is perhaps take advantage of what's happening here to educate people and say, look, if you don't stop fly tipping, it's not going to be removed. And that attitude of, oh, well, I might as well leave it on the street because the council will come and get it anyway. What if the council doesn't come and get it? Perhaps that will be a wake-up call for the community to do more to police itself around fly tipping.
Now, Julie, you've also witnessed street lighting being dimmed. Do you think that's a good way of saving money?
I've been speaking to residents over the weekend about this, and again, it's a very mixed reaction. It could be a good way to save the money because some people feel, well, it won't make any difference. I've seen the dimmed lights. I've been along and had them demonstrated to me personally. When it was at 20% and then 40%, I couldn't see a huge amount of difference, but those are my eyes. I appreciate lots of people are different. I mean, to me, saving £100,000 each year for the next 3 years by dimming the lights, that seems like a good way to perhaps, you know, generate that saving. However, I'm very concerned that there are people with low vision, perhaps older people, and anyone who has a perception that the dark is dangerous might be deterred from going out as much as they do at night because of dimming. So I think with this particular one, it's really important to consult the community, and that includes the police, and get their view on, is this actually more dangerous, or is this a perception that people have about the dark being more dangerous?
Councillor Julie Howell, Green Party councillor for Orton Waterville. Thank you. And Nick Sand-